Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. The El Paso County Commissioner's Court has adopted a new outdoor business order and fire code. The law allows the El Paso County Attorney's Office to enforce notices of violation, pursue civil fines up to $500 a day, and seek legal action against offenders in court. Before the vote, El Paso was one of the only major counties in Texas without a countywide fire code. The outdoor order requires businesses to obtain a license to operate and sets requirements for the disposal of flammable liquids, fences, and standards for the arrangement of materials on a property. And El Paso County will hold community meetings sharing details on bond projects approved by voters last November. Meetings will be held at the Agua Dulce Park, Risinger Park, and Westway Park in the Far East, Cañutillo, and Fabens community. The bonds are worth $155 million for projects that include a new building for the medical examiner's office, an animal shelter, and park improvements. For more information on the meetings, visit epcounty.com. In other news, a coalition of 14 states, led by Texas, asked the Federal Election Commission to amend voter registration forms. The states are asking it be changed to require that voters provide proof they're U.S. citizens. The charge is being led by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. The Texas Newsroom's Blaise Gainey reports Paxton says it's needed to prevent voting by people in the U.S. without legal status.
Paxton says the system's vulnerable because federal registration forms don't require proof of citizenship. Instead, it asks voters to swear they're a citizen under penalty of perjury, something Paxton called an empty threat. It's important to note that data shows non-citizen voting is nearly non-existent. Out of more than 11 million Texans who voted in the 2024 general election, only 33 names were flagged as potential non-citizens. UT political scientist Josh Blank says that hasn't stopped Texas leaders from pushing the narrative.
Failed efforts to move forward a provision that ultimately wouldn't change the process of voting for anybody because undocumented immigrants already cannot vote in any elections eventually becomes the evidence for their need.
He expects we'll hear even more talking points around this as the midterm elections get closer. It's not yet clear when the U.S. Election Assistance Commission will respond to Paxton's request. I'm Blaise Gainey in Austin.
Experts say Texas is still experiencing a teacher certification crisis. KERA's Bill Zeeble reports students could pay the price, even after new state legislative efforts begin.
The latest numbers show more than half of the state's classroom teachers lack certification. They not only leave the field in higher numbers than certified instructors, they hurt students, says Bridget Orley with the education nonprofit Commit Partnership.
Students who are taught by uncertified teachers with no prior classroom experience lose 3 to 4 months of learning in reading and math.
Orley says the state's new education funding bill puts $187 million into a prep program so more qualified candidates can gain teacher certification. But the program will take time. The law requires all K-12 core instructors must be certified by 2030. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.
The Supreme Court will consider whether regular marijuana users can legally own guns after a request from the Justice Department. As KERA's Tolowani Osibam Owo reports, the court is reviving a Texas man's felony gun charge to consider the issue.
The Justice Department charged Ali Daniel Hamani with illegally owning a gun as a user of illegal drugs after the FBI found a gun, cocaine, and marijuana in his home. But a district court dismissed the indictment after finding it was unconstitutional to put a blanket ban on drug users owning guns. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed. The DOJ appealed, arguing Hamani and other regular drug users pose a serious firearm safety risk. Hamani's attorneys argue the federal statute puts millions of people at risk of breaking the law because at least 20% of Americans have tried pot. I'm Toluwani Osibamowo in Dallas.
Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.